probably get that going pretty soon, then, you know, and get something portable that you want that you get on 10 meters and add on a portable. That'd be pretty awesome to get on 10 meters on a portable like that, you know, if you could want to. I'm sure you got your advantages on that, you know, you can do that that way. And there's always a way that there's a way, you know, and with ham radio, you can do anything, almost anything that you want. I have a 10-tech radio in the cooler. I had bought that years ago from a friend of mine. He had passed away years ago, and he wanted to help me. My first call, I always went to his house, and his wife always made us lunch, you know, when I learned Morse code from him. And I passed my 5 words Bennett, and then my passed my tech, but my 5 words Bennett and my general. But now they skip this code, and they go from the tech to the general now. So when they drop the code, now they just do the tech and general now, KZCPT. And did you say you were legally blind? I think I probably misunderstood that. Maybe you said that.
Yeah, that's a roger. Legally blind and has some back problems too. So, you know, that's why I'm definitely trying to get affordable and something I can carry around. I've got one of them telescopic antennas for CB, which, you know, you could make that work on 10 meters. I do. I have to be honest with you. I do CB as well. I work sideband DXing. Shooting skip on CB. So, you know, a 10, 11, 12 meter radio would be perfect for me. It's, at least it would get me on HF. Yeah, I got my general license. I, when I was in Virginia, I worked quite a bit of DX. I had a Wolf River coil antenna, and I had a Antron 99 with a antenna tuner. And when I separated from my wife because of a lot of things, And I lost a lot of my radio equipment because she was spending money on various different things. So I wasn't able to the antenna stuff I lost, but the radio I still got. I got a base antenna, but I got one of those vertical ones. It's an NFED, but I could probably make that into a portable by connecting it to a basketball hoop holder. And then put some sand at the bottom of it and just clamp it onto that. And then when I want to take it down, when I'm done using it, I could always do that. That'd be a down and dirty way of doing it. But yeah, something that's portable would be great. At least I can get back on HF. I haven't been able to do HF in the past couple of years, and I've been pretty upset about it. So